Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, we're not coming in with any Thunder highlights? What a win. OKC up 3-2 in the NBA Finals, baby. I know Joe Shasky was locked into that bad boy from start to finish, but
oh, who cares?
We're still basking in the glow this morning, and quite frankly, all week long, of Rafael Devers. Yes, folks, it's real. You woke up today, and you're like, wait, did that really happen over the weekend? Did Rafael Devers become a San Francisco Giant? Yes, that happened, and he's probably going to play today against the Cleveland Guardians as Robbie Ray is back on the bump. He had a rocky start, no pun intended, last week in Colorado, but he's back on the bump today. He's had a sensational season, so hopefully get another dub there, stop that two-game losing skid as Cleveland's coming in on a three-game losing streak. But we had a lot that happened yesterday on our station, obviously starting with our reaction, Joe. I don't know if you heard any of that Jonathan Papelbon interview with Willard and Grandy filling in for Dibs.
I didn't listen to 1 second of it because I was busy.
What were you busy doing?
Stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The Thunder and the Pacers, that was what you were locked into yesterday, huh?
No, I was actually getting my, you know, my total truck.
Oh, getting back to the truck.
And then I had to pick up all the debris that was out in the street.
Wait, you had to clean that up?
Well, yeah, it's called being a good citizen of the, you know, of your community.
Well, why doesn't the community help you out? Why doesn't the police officers that helped take all the pictures and do all that stuff, like they don't have a cleaning crew that come in and help that out?
I'm responsible for the pictures, and then I'm responsible for uploading it into.
But if it's a crime, aren't they like that's what it was,
Joe?
Right?
It's a property crime.
Oh God,
quote unquote.
What is just the semantics of everything? But hopefully that all gets situated for you. I'm sorry you have to deal with that, Joe, because I'm sure that is not what you wanted to be doing over the weekend or this week, and hopefully everything works out. Seriously, because I was driving in this morning from Oakland, and that little split off from either the Bay Bridge and then going to Emeryville, there was just a horrific car crash that I saw probably like 10 minutes after the fact that it happened. And it just, if that person survived, God love them. It was that kind of a crash where you see it, and it's just like, just why are you going that fast? What's going on? You don't know what's going on. Just be safe out there, people. That's the PSA this morning on a Tuesday, as it's a lovely day. So shout out to all those people getting off work and ready for work and ready for summer vacation. If you're on summer vacation, again, please be safe. If you're heading to the airport, whatever, you know, get the Waymo if you need to. All right, get the Uber, get the whatever. And if you are in an Uber, also, please be careful and don't be an idiot driving. So there you go.
I love it.
I'm glad we started that show off that today. All right, we all good? We good? All right, see you later.
One thing I did really enjoy yesterday was just sinking into the misery of Boston sports. And there's just something beautiful about how I personally believe Boston and New York sports is overrepresented in the mainstream media, just in general. because, you know, think about it. ESPN is centrally located in Connecticut, which is going to be in the Northeast. You're going to get nothing but a bunch of whiny, crybaby Boston fans, Yankee fans, a little bit of Philly fans that are permeating across all of the major networks, okay? And it drives me bananas. Then think about this. Bill Simmons, who was a part of ESPN at one time.
He was.
Split off and did his own thing, The Ringer.
He did have his own thing prior to ESPN, too. Bill Simmons did.
Everything he's touched has failed at some point except The Ringer. So, like, let's call it what it is. Like, he had a failed HBO show because he's not good in front of a television camera. He's a great podcaster. I like
Bill Simmons personally.
I do too. But Joe, again, like similar to Stephen A. Smith, he gets a little overrepresented. The point that I'm getting at is The Ringer leans Northeast, does it not?
Sure.
They hire people that are Bostonites.
But also, like, in fairness, like, the Red Sox have been extremely relevant for most of my life.
There are 30 other teams in every sport.
That's fine.
All I'm saying is
we also don't care. We literally just opened the show saying the NBA Finals and we're laughing at it. We don't care about the Thunder or Pacers. We care about, you know, the Celtics, the Red Sox. We just do as a society.
You're missing my point. My overall point is that The Ringer is going to be slanted toward Boston coverage, period. Barstool is a company that, you know, is rooted in New England. It is a Boston-style company, right? Now, are there guys that represent Chicago from Barstool? Absolutely, right? But the majority of the people out there that are big, giant personalities, Dave Portnoy, Bill Simmons, they all are Boston fans. So you get over-permeated with this New Englander, Boston-y, whiny crybaby act. And the one thing that I absolutely love is that when they run someone out of town, the smear campaign on any individual that gets run out of town is unbelievable. Now, they hate their own team, you know, right now as much as any, but they are dishing on Rafael Devers at every single turn. And I love commiserating in the hot tub of misery that is Boston sports right now.
Okay. I hear you on that, and I'm with you. I love watching those fan bases, Boston in particular. Joe, you don't have to tell me twice about rooting against Boston. I feel like I was Paul Westhead or whoever portrayed Paul Westhead in the that Lakers Showtime series on HBO, right? F Boston, right? That was the whole thing. F Boston, F Boston, F Boston. So I feel you on that. But there is a part of me which understands why there is this quote-unquote East Coast bias, because, you know, the Yankees are synonymous. And I know you're not talking about the Yankees per se. You mentioned New York, so I'm just talking about the totality of it. The Yankees are synonymous with American sports. They are Americana, per se.
No doubt.
We are called Yankees if we go overseas by some people. Like, that's what we are referred to.
Pop culture, yes. Whether it's Indiana Jones or pick the different television
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
So, I get that.
So, like, I understand all of it. Now, that being said, I do think Boston in general, like, it didn't used to be like that, right? Like, prior to, 2004 when they won the World Series? I know they were, like, they were around, like, I don't think there was that love affair with Boston when it came to the media, right? But it coincided with ESPN starting to get really popular. Social media a few years later starting to be, like, take the forefront. Obviously, First Take started. So the Boston landscape, whether it's the Patriots, right, the Celtics and their big three.
There's no
and
doubt.
Then the it was just a perfect storm. And hell, the Boston Bruins, right?
What, no, social media exploding?
That's exactly. It was a perfect storm of everything happening around that. And the coverage was insane. And yes, it got shoved down our throats because of it. And they were incredible stories in their own right. But they have been struggling as of late. No more Tom Brady, Joe. He gone.
I love it.
Drake May, God love the guy. His number one wide receiver is, you know, doing God knows what with Cardi B on a yacht somewhere right now. All right? So that's happening there. And then you got the Celtics. Everything was great a calendar year ago.
They're whining about Tatum not getting love and Tatum not playing. Well, this is my point. Like, look, for a state that has 7 million people in it, we have oversaturated the media market regarding Boston sports opinions. That's just my particular prerogative because we have 7.5 million here in the Bay Area, yet we don't have one national media member who has an outlet half as large as anything that Dave Portnoy, Bill Simmons, etc. has available. What's the guy, Jared Carabas? What's the podcast guy?
He used to formerly be of Barstool.
There are so many of those individuals. And all my point is that it's just funny how they all run to social media and they use their platforms and they pogo around and they're just destroying Rafael Devers. Now, simultaneously destroying their own organization.
All three of those guys, real quick, are fans of said team, so that's why they are doing it.
No, I love it. But you know what the best part about today is that for the first time in a long time, we are on the receiving end of an unbelievable trade.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm just talking about the Giants in particular. Yeah. We have been waiting for this day, for this week, for this moment in time, for what, a decade? Like, honestly.
Yeah, probably since really, like, that Hunter Pence trade, as far as, like, the cachet of it.
Absolutely.
Like, even the Chris Bryant one, you knew it was a rental, and that they probably weren't bringing him back. And Chris Bryant, God love the guy, I don't think... I know what he did in Chicago, and he was like a name. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is going to put us over the top. It was fun.
Yes.
It was great. They finally did something. It was like, wow, Farhan's going for it. Like, that was a fun year. But you knew how the year was going to end after, you know, or Chris Bryant's future was going to end. It was going to be somewhere else. And he obviously, the Rockies paid him, and the guy hasn't really played there since. He's been hurt. So, yeah.
But Joe, this team, this Giants team, has not been the centerpiece of. Whether it's ESPN's coverage, whether it's Fox that covers baseball's coverage, whether it's the podcast coverages that you've seen around baseball, nor have they deserved to be. I'm letting you know, like, I'm not throwing some pity party for the Giants. I'm saying, do you know how great it is to see our logo stamped on the bottom of all of these podcasts, YouTubes, television segments? It is the first time in a long time since the championship run that it feels like they're discussing us in a positive way, and it's refreshing. Like, even in 2021, it felt like Major League Baseball Network and just even us locally, I don't think we bought in. It was a bunch of 1 and 2 year deals and guys at the end of their career, and, you know, it felt very outlier-ish, whereas this feels like, wow, something really seismic happened, and it truly has changed the outlook of the franchise for the next 10 years.
So what you're getting at, and I love that, and shout out to those watching on YouTube right now. We are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube all week long, all throughout the day. So please hit us up there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. The narrative is shifting around the Giants.
Yes.
Is what you're getting at. And I think that is a very important piece in all of this. And we touched on it yesterday. And we'll see what Rafael Devers ever becomes. He, you know what? He might, you know, I don't want this to happen. He might get hurt, and he's not going to be out for the year, and we'll figure out next year, a year from now.
Why
we don't even know.
Would you even say that?
Because I'm getting to this. It was the fact you made the trade,
okay.
And I don't care what happens after it. It was the fact that you made that trade. You kept it quiet. I didn't get any leaks.
Absolutely.
I didn't get any arson judges from John Heyman. I don't even know what the arson judge equivalent is from Rafael Devers. Sarah McCarter can get on that in the back. Like... It was all quiet, and it was unanimously accepted that the Giants won this trade. And it was Buster Posey at the forefront of it, and you finally won something. Like, the last time the Giants won anything of significance when it came to free agency or a trade, really, the trade aspect of it all, it feels like, again, Hunter Pence, and that was 13 years ago, Joe. 13 years ago. So... Yeah, the narrative is shifting on him. And we've been talking about it ad nauseum here. And Zach Manassian, the GM of the team, spoke about this yesterday on the afternoon show. And you can find that entire interview on the Free Odyssey app or on YouTube. But, you know, we talked about it so much on these airwaves that free agent bats, like big bats, like the big boys of the world, the Aaron Judges, the Otanis, the Sotos, the Harpers, Stantons, right? All those guys. Like, it's going to be very hard to sway them in free agency. It just is. The fact, like, the proof is in the pudding. It's you're not hitting, like, home runs here. You're not. As compared to, you know, the Yankee Stadiums of the world or the Fenways of the world or whatever, you know, the band boxes of the world. Cincinnati, if you want. I know they don't pay anyone, but still. Like, you had to do this through a trade. And going forward, I do think that's a legit recipe that Giants fans can get excited about and have in their back pocket. Because it's one thing for you and I to be talking about, like, oh, they need to do this. They need to do this. It's up to the team to actually do it. And it was really refreshing to see, like, what we've been talking about for years now come to fruition. And I think a lot of Giants fans felt vindicated over the weekend with that trade.
There's no doubt about it. And like, there's always been, I felt a very jaded conversation regarding free agency in San Francisco. Do you know that Atlanta, the Braves, hasn't really been a free agent destination in baseball. But what they've done really, really well is draft and develop their own. That's obvious. And number two, make shrewd trades and then extensions.
Yep.
You know, the New York Mets are going to get a lot of hoopla because they signed a lot like Jason Bay, for example, over the years and bringing in Pedro Martinez. But one of the smartest moves they made was trading for Francisco Lindor and then extending him. You know, the Dodgers get a lot of cachet for free agency. Mookie Betts was a trade and an extension. In this one, you absorbed a contract that was already set up. That's a Yankee-like move. That's what the Yankees did with Stanton. That's what the Yankees did with Alex Rodriguez, right? And so this...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is always and has always been their primary path to getting one of these types of players. The best way of doing it was via a trade or drafting and developing your own. And because it's taken so long to draft and develop their own, the trade was the avenue to go in. And I'm happy that they did it. The one thing they've had always in their back pocket is this financial bank account that has allowed them to kind of jump the line, whereas there's 15 other teams just never going to take on a $300 million deal. You know, the Marlins are never going to take on a $300 million deal. They're just not. And that's on a knock on the Marlins. That's how they operate. Minnesota, very rarely, is going to trade for somebody with $275 million left on their deal.
Well, I remember, didn't Miami give Stanton like $325 million?
It was the only player they locked in.
I know.
And then they got rid of him.
Trades are hard.
3 years later, they gave him to the Yankees.
They literally traded Ozuna. They traded Stanton, Yelich, everyone. They were going to trade Fernandez.
R.I.P.
Right? So I just think that the Giants have always had this in their back pocket. But what's different about this one is the commitment to not just Adamas, the commitment not just to Matt Chapman, the commitment not just to Logan Webb, the commitment now to Rafael Devers and this core, and the commitment now to your fans saying, we're all in on trying to be a championship contender, not just for 1 year, not just for 2 years. We're all in for the foreseeable future. And that is just a total change in how I view them.
And how has your, you know, narrative around the Giants shifted? I want to hear from the fans about this, because for the longest time, we have just taken calls and calls and calls and texts, and there's just been an indifference. And that's the worst thing you could be, like, as a fan, towards a fan, like, fan base, is being indifferent about your team. I hate that, because this is a team that won 3 World Series. And I know it hurt you, hurt Sam, hurt all the Giants fans. Like people not caring about the team sucks. It sucks. At least if you have, like a hatred or, like, anger, some sort of, like, emotion. There wasn't getting any emotion. It was just sort of, I guess we can go to a game. No, not anymore. People are going to the yard. People are excited. There has been an investment by the team, by the front office, by ownership now. Willy Adames, Matt Chapman, obviously the Robbie Ray trade. You got Logan Webb locked up. You've got all these players. Now we'll see with Elliot Ramos. Jung-Hoo Lee, you signed to a lucrative deal. That was a previous regime. But still, nonetheless, you have all this money now with the acquisition of Devers. All this money tied into some of these players now going forward, where I could look forward to every single day with familiar faces. And it's not going to be this platoon. It's not going to be the player to be named later. It's not the TBD or to be announced pitcher. Like, no. I got Ray, I got Webb, when Verlander comes back, I got Roop, I got Birdsong, and who knows, maybe I'll make another trade and get someone else that people are familiar with. That is refreshing, and it is so damn refreshing to see this, and I'm excited to see Devers play today, and I guess he's going to be introduced to the media. You alluded to this yesterday.
I knew that they were going
to be. I'm very curious what the questions are going to be to him and how he answers them, and first impressions are very important, Joe. We saw that with Jimmy Butler when he came here.
Yeah.
I thought Jimmy endeared himself to Dub Nation and to the Bay Area very well by saying something so simple. He's just saying, yeah, this is Steph's team. I'm going to just, you know, sit back. I'll pass the ball to Steph and let him work. This is his team. I don't mind that at all. Steph can lead us to the promised land. Perfect. He knows who runs things. He knows who's the leader. That's great. Now, it helps when you get, like, paid and broken off like Jimmy did immediately, so you can say all those nice things, right? But that's part of it, right? So when they're going to ask Devers, like, hey, Devers, like, are you going to come in here and try to be, like, the bona fide leader of this team? You were just the leader of the Red Sox, right? And they just shift you off. Like, do you see yourself as the leader of this team? Like, what do you need to do to become a leader of this team? Just questions like that. So you can't, you know, win the press conference per se, like, in the very first day and win everything. But you can lose it if you say the wrong things. And
that's Jim Tom Sula.
Exactly. Thank you. That's Jim Cozumore. Maybe we should get Coz on what Devers should and should not say, right?
Look, the entire era prior, the Farhan era, was Farhan as the front man and a bunch of faceless, interchangeable Excel spreadsheet players.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and it was exactly what it was. Now you're looking at it, and I'm getting a text message from my boy Rocco, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Rocco.
Oh, happy birthday, Rocco.
And he's like, I really want to go to the game tonight to see Devers. And I'm thinking, like, should I just, we haven't been feeling good in the house. Should I just grab LJ and just go to the game with him?
Dude, Robbie
and just go
Ray
out there
the
for an hour or two?
Let's
like, I'm honestly contemplating it. Carter, you're nodding your head? You think you're in?
I mean, I have class, but otherwise I'd be there.
Dude, ditch class, doggy.
But you have class or like a school class?
I mean, come on.
Like school.
I mean, so you also have class. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I'll ditch it. Let's go.
on the other side, like, there's a journalist that's doing their job, right? And interviewed a specific individual for an article that I read, and it was about Farhan. And I just want to say that I don't even want to think about that person right now. And I know you're doing your job and you're writing an article, and I'm talking about Susan Slusser for the San Francisco Chronicle.
There was a recent article with Farhan Zaidi.
It's just, what are you doing? And Farhan, why would you agree to even have the guy, I just want to go away? And we'll talk about it on the other side, but I don't want to hear about him. I'm done with him. If he goes away and we never hear from him ever again, so be it.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious now.
No, there's literally nothing I want to hear from him.
I'm kind of curious. I am.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I could care less. Does anyone care what Jim Tom Sula is doing?
I think he's winning in NFL Europe right now.
Don't care. He is the Jim Tom Sula to this particular organization. And Trent Baalke, don't care at all. I don't want to hear about him.
Farhan's going to be in Europe soon.
Farhan in Europe. There we go. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got a great guest list for you today. Keith Law, The Athletic, formerly of ESPN, joining us at 7:30. The guy is the all-knowing seer when it comes to prospects, when it comes to pitchers, batters, college, World Series, all of that. And he knows his stuff about Bryce Eldridge, Kyle Harrison, all those Jose Bayo, all the guys that the Giants just got rid of. Are they going to regret getting rid of any of those guys? We'll talk to Keith Law at 7:30. Could we see Bryce Eldridge this season? What does he think on that? Some of the other top prospects of the Giants that they could potentially move off towards the trade deadline if they are really, truly going for it. Obviously, you can trade for Rafael Devers. You're signaling you are going for it. But you could double down, get some more. Why not? So we'll talk to Keith Law at 7:30. Plus, we moved him up earlier in the week because we need to talk to this guy. Dave Fleming, 8:30. Obviously, brother of Will Fleming, who was a broadcaster for who? The Boston Red Sox. So I wonder if Dave Fleming has some knowledge in regards to the Rafael Devers situation there and his thoughts overall on Buster Posey swinging that trade and getting him in a Giants uniform. So Dave Fleming, 8:30, plus this or that, the fastest growing segment in the history of Sports Talk Radio at 9:20. And that's what's coming up with the game, Joe, brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Everyone's like, what the hell is going on? You guys don't know this? It was in the middle of the finals?
We were like,
you didn't watch the OJ doc?
We've watched every single OJ doc.
We watched all the docs.
Okay, so then how did you not know that it was in the middle of the finals game?
Yeah, I did. I'm asking you if you remembered it.
I do.
Jesus, that's all you got to say.
You're not asking what game was on.
God, just...
Should we restart this bit?
Just answer the question.
I was watching the finals game, and I remember going, put it back on. Put it back on. I didn't know what the hell was going on with OJ. Nobody did. He had the gun to his head. I'm going to kill myself. God, OJ. I'm so OJ'd out.
That was one of the great shows. I remember last year you and Bonte did. That was April 10th when he passed. But it just took over everything.
I know.
It happened like right at the start of the show, I'm pretty sure. And it just, it took off. It turned into, where were you when this happened? When the OJ chase, the trial, all of it. It was.
The amount of people I know who have some link to OJ from San Francisco is unbelievable.
San Francisco.
Right?
Guy.
And so, you know, like, you can't talk about the dynasty of the San Francisco 49ers without talking about, well, they didn't have a first round draft pick because they traded two of them for OJ Simpson. And so that forced Bill Walsh to think outside the box. And then what did he do? He had the first round quarterback from Clemson throw to some random wide receiver who ended up being Dwight Clark, by the way.
Right.
And forced him to pretend like he was going to trade up to go get that guy when all along he wanted Joe Montana in the third round. Because he didn't have a first-round pick, he had to think outside the box and find someone else. I know. It's insane. No one ever links those two.
Like whiffing on Trey Lance and ending up with Brock Purdy.
So you're saying is that OJ basically made the Niners dynasty happen?
That's right.
In an indirect way, yes.
Thanks, OJ.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. The juice. One parting gift. By the way, City College of San Francisco, legend. Galileo High School. USC, fight on. Uh-huh. Lucas's favorite running back. So... 31 years. That's wild. That's honestly insane. It is. Like, I'm only 32, but my entire life, like, no, seriously, though, I feel like as a pop culture, like, segment, and that, like, it turned into that, like, I've known about the OJ chase through The Simpsons, Family Guy, like, South Park's probably done it. Like, it's been a part of, again, I use this word again, like, Americana. For so long now that it's become bigger than itself. So, yeah. And Larry King being a part of that, of all people, by the way. Larry freaking King.
Larry King's involved in everything.
Well, he was involved in everything. He was like the guy that the interviews. Before, like, Oprah, it was Larry King doing all the interviews, right? So, there you go. 31 years to the day, O.J. Simpson, the car chase. So, back to Rafael Devers, though, Joe. And
speaking of people I don't want to hear about, O.J. Simpson's on the list. Okay, I'm O.J. Simpson'd out. And the other one is Farhan Zaidi. Now, look, Susan Slusser has been covering baseball for a very, very long time. And I get you get these relationships and you're going to write certain articles that are going to get clicks. Like, I understand the game. Like, I'm not mad. But the reality is like, as a Giants fan, I don't care what Farhan Zaidi says. I don't want to hear from him. I don't care where he's working. I don't want him anywhere near my team. Like, and I understand why we go through these exercises. Like, I do. I truly understand why these things. But when I saw that article come out, I was like, I am blocking this particular conversation. You can block or mute it or whatever it is. Mute the conversation online. And it's like, the last person I want to hear from on the day that we traded for Rafael Devers is Farhan.
Farhan, you're a loser.
Exactly. So, I'm closing the book on it. Like, just stop. I'm asking everyone, stop bringing him up. We've moved on. It's Buster's team. Let's go.
So this is the quote from that Susan Slusser article, San Francisco Chronicle. Obviously, she covers the team. This is Farhan Zaidi saying, quote, "It is strange in regards to the Giants-Dodgers series. If I had my choice, I would just disappear or go to like a Caribbean island for 3 days and then come back once it's over. It's strange. It's uncomfortable because, as I said, I do not want to see the I do want to see the Giants do well. I do work for the Dodgers. So obviously, I want the Dodgers to do well. I kind of just want this series to be over, and I want both teams to go on and be playing other teams."
I actually just got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Actually, this administration, it probably would. Here's more from Zaidi saying, quote, "I don't really take any responsibility or satisfaction from the fact that the team's doing well. I am very happy for the people who I had relationships who are still there because I understand the grind of the day-to-day season, and I know how much it sucks when you're not playing well, and I know how much better it is when you are playing well." So there you go. He doesn't take any responsibility or satisfaction from the team doing well. It's just like, I'm happy for the people that are still there.
Right. There's a masterpiece Snoop Dogg song. Nate Dogg's on it. It's called Lay Low. And that's what I would suggest that Farhan does every single time the Giants and Dodgers meet up. He should go to the Caribbean. And for the next 15 years, quite frankly.
Sounds awesome.
If I don't ever hear the name Farhan one more time, we'll all be better off for it. Can we close the book on him?
Real quick, Nick in Berkeley, before we close the book on him, wants to talk about Farhan. It says, "Send Farhan to Europe"
Thank
in the
you.
Caption.
I'm with him.
Europe's fun. I'll say that, especially European extravaganzas of the world. Nick, Berkeley, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, man, send that cat to the Himalayas. I don't care where he has to go, man. That cat is an experimenter. He knows nothing about baseball. I don't care. If he wanted 95.7 the game to be a better GM than him. He is crazy, man. He does not know he does not know baseball in the least, bro. He doesn't know chemistry. He doesn't know people. He's just I need to close the book on him, man. Let's drown him out with a, oh, baby, because guess what? Rafael Devers is up to bat, baby, and he's about to go straight into the water. And this is what I'm going to say, Shafty. Y'all need to get out there and market to 95.7, the game, scuba gear, and hey, goggles with the snorkel. And you can have a snorkel without the goggles if you don't want to wear the goggles, but it'd be kind of hard to keep the snorkel upright. But I'm just saying, man, splash down, get ready. I'm going to be out there with like a 40-foot painting pole with a net, with a fish net attached to the end of it, hanging over the side of the pier, waiting for one of the balls to drop into it, man. Let's go, Giants. Let's go.
That's Nick and Berserkly right there saying he's going to have a fish net. He's going to have the scuba gear. Scuba Steve? Yeah, that's going to be Nick and Berkeley. Whatever. I get what he was trying to say because all the splash hits that Rafael Devers is going to be hitting, apparently. That's why.
Because I'm basically the old guy here. You guys never played with G.I. Joes, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
We had one.
Good. Yeah. Well, there was a guy, Wetsuit, right, that, like, he was the best. You'd get his claws together, right, and then you'd have him come down like a piece of rope or string in the bathtub.
You know what I used to
do? Oh, dude, Wetsuit was badass.
You know what I used to do with the G.I. Joe, like the big
You know exactly. He had a raft, bro. He was so cool.
Well, I know we're up against it. We're going to do that read here in a second, Sammy, but I used to do this. They had the big G.I. Joe ones, and they had, like, the little tiny ones. But the big ones, what I would do is I'd get a plastic bag, and I'd put each little bag hoop underneath the armpits of the G.I. Joe, and I toss it off my
parachutes.
Second story, and it'd be a parachute.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
I like that.
So all the kids out there, they're trying to do some extra stuff.
Dude, Wetsuit was awesome.
Wetsuit.
Covey Cove Dave.
Who's the Cobra Commander? He's the bad guy, right? G.I. Joe? There you go. I like the PSAs at the G.I. Joe show from like the 80s. They did a bunch of like PSA compilations on YouTube. G.I. Joe.
The dubbed
version of them is way funnier.
Dude, knowing is half the battle.
There you go.
And then you had to have Sergeant Slaughter. I mean, the movie was all time, but you had at one point on the USA Network, you had American Gladiators, all right? Then you had Transformers and G.I. Joe all back to back.
This is prior to Monday Night Raw on WWE.
No, this
obviously.
Was during the day at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's great.
What are you talking about? This is like stay at home.
Now it's all Law and Order
SVU. That was the best time to be an 8-year-old.
24/7, it's really Mariska Hargitay. That's all it is. By the way, coming up tonight at 5 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Dallas Wings, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 4:30. And be locked in tomorrow because we will be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Valkyries take on who? Caitlin Clark.
Yay!
And the Indiana Fever on Thursday night. Talking about going to the game tonight, I want to go to that game on Thursday at Chase Center, see some Caitlin Clark action. Absolutely. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Wait till you hear what former World Series champion, All-Star, one of the best during his era, Jonathan Papelbon, has to say about one Rafael Devers. You are not going to want to miss this, folks, on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prospects in baseball, there is no one more locked in. And why do we talk about prospects? Well, a couple reasons why. Bryce Eldridge, I want to know if we're going to see this guy at some point this year, if he's ready to truly make that leap. That's very interesting to me. Could he potentially be traded? Would Keith Law dangle him out there if the Giants are going to double down? Oh, we got Devers? Well, let's get someone else too, right? Carson Wisenhunt, another guy. And also, his feelings on Kyle Harrison, because he was very high on one Kyle Harrison once upon a time. I wonder if he's still high on him, obviously getting traded to the Red Sox now. Our guy Tibbs, who was drafted last year in the first round of the draft, are the Giants going to end up missing him? So all of that going to be with Keith Law of The Athletic at 7:30, formerly of ESPN. Guy knows his stuff top to bottom when it comes to the prospects, and the draft obviously approaching as well. And then Dave Fleming at 8:30. Voice the Giants, our Giants insider. I'm sure he is fired up to call Rafi Devers home runs. Joe, I'm fired up.
I'm so excited.
You're going to the yard tonight. You're going, right?
Yeah,
come on. Get up. You're going. You're going.
Rocco, you're going to have to drive us. I'm going to have to get the baby seat and put it in your car.
You're not going Waymo?
I mean,
can you take a car seat and put it in Waymo, by the way? Will they allow that? No, have you tried Carter? You're shaking your head like you've tried this.
I know when we did a rental, my wife, we went to Hawaii. My wife brought the car seat with us.
Smart.
So we ended up paying for it. It was like $5 cheaper, you know, per day if we just flew the thing out and used it ourselves. I was like, Michelle, we should just use the one that the rental car had for whatever, $25 a day.
Well, it's just less that you have to like lug around
and
stuff like that.
That was my argument.
Well, you make too much sense, Joe. Sometimes that doesn't go over well with the significant others. Just speaking from experience, just letting you know. So Shasky's going to be at the yard. Go say hi to him. Say hi to baby LJ.
Cheer me up. I'm still bummed that my truck got totaled.
Dude, you know what's going to cheer you up? You're going to go to the yard today, and Rafi Devers is going to hit his first at bat, first pitch. He's going to go yard. It's going to be a water ball, too.
I want us to give him
LJ, learn how to swim. Go get the ball. There you go.
I want the Giants fans to give him a standing ovation where literally the umpire has to call timeout to, like, allow the fans to be able to, like, get their applause in. I'm dead serious. I want helmet off. Wave to the crowd tonight.
Do you think it's going to be... I'm trying to think of, like, the loudest ovations. Like, actually, we brought up Kyle Harrison. Kyle Harrison got a spectacular ovation a couple years
ago. In AAA when he arrived yesterday?
Relax.
Pawtucket.
Jesus. Can I just... You're kicking the guy out. Like, he's a local guy still. De La Salle.
Sure.
All right? Forever Giant.
When did
Does Forever Giant mean nothing to you, Joe? Well, does it mean nothing to you?
Once Mark Melanson was termed... You know, Forever Giant on the Jumbotron a week and a half ago, I was like, okay, I guess we're just giving this to anybody.
I was just trying to enjoy a nice Giants game.
Is Farhan a Forever Giant, too, while we're at it? I mean, Jesus.
Hey, he had the greatest regular season in the history of the franchise. Showed the guy some respect, at least.
I mean, I think he just wants to disappear.
I mean, Robbie Ray is starting tonight. He's been absolutely incredible.
I love
Robbie
Ray.
You going to give Farhan credit for that one? Huh?
Well, I mean...
Jung-Hoo Lee? Has he been pretty good this year?
He's been good.
Yeah. Elliot Ramos?
Look, 7 years, he got a couple of guys. Wow.
Dang, Joe. Blind squirrel finds nut. Breaking news.
That's multiple nuts, all right? Multiple. Just letting you know.
Easy now.
Show some respect. All right? That's all I'm saying. Speaking of showing some respect, I don't know if Jonathan Papelbon showed Rafi Devers a lot of respect yesterday. And I'm laughing because, first off, you just say the name Jonathan Papelbon. Immediately, I just think of the choke out and the dugout between him and Bryce Harper in Philly, right?
I think of
Was Gabe Kapler the manager then, by the way? Was he?
He might have been.
I think he might have been the manager then.
I think of him being a World Series champion and Riverdance. And
you think of
him embracing the whole Bostonite.
Shipping up to Boston, the song, yeah, right? Dropkick Murphys. You think about that.
Departed.
It was pretty cool.
The Departed.
Yeah. The Departed.
I think for me, it's a top 10 movie all time.
Ooh. That's a good one. Definitely top 10 like mob movie for sure. Maybe
so
top five.
Rewatchable. It's so great.
It's a remake of, I believe, a Japanese film, but like they obviously Americanized it, and like the Scorsese did his own spin-off of it. The cast is just so amazing in there. But to your point, Papelbon, from 05 to 2011 with the Red Sox, he was as good as anyone when it came to closing. He has 368 saves. Guy was legit.
Wow.
368 saves, wow. World Series champion, six-time All-Star, right? Like, he's a Red Sox Hall of Fame, which that, like, I was talking about old-school Red, like franchises. Red Sox Hall of Fame is, like, that's legit.
Pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. So, the guy knows his stuff in that regard. Now, he's always been, as I've mentioned, a character, very fiery, very amped up, in your face, kind of a jerk, labeled as that throughout his career. But he was on yesterday with Mark Willard and Mark Grandy filling in for Dan Dibley. And he had a lot of interesting things to say, Joe. And we're going to go through this and just react, because I do think now that we've come off the euphoria and the high just a little bit from Rafi Devers, and a lot of that was just the celebration of the move itself yesterday. Now that I've had some time to step back, take a deep breath, you know, we were on the call last night, and I said something like, you know, when something seems too good to be true in any walk of life, usually it is. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't be great for the Giants in this regard when you only give up Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and a couple of prospects you may never see at the big league level. But that being said, when I got guys like Papelbon, I got a lot of different people I'm seeing on the internet talking about Devers, whether it was the weight, whether it was the attitude, whether it was the leadership, lack thereof. You know, I started to think about it. I was like, all right, well, is there a chance that this could be a little bit combustible here? Well, let's start first and foremost with Papelbon yesterday on our airwaves talking about the leadership of Devers, or, as he puts it, lack thereof.
No, I don't think the Red Sox care anymore. I think the biggest concern was getting rid of him, getting rid of someone who, when we ask him to do something, rebukes everything that they ask him to do. I can honestly tell you that as long as he's been here, he hasn't been a part of any team functions, and there's the team
and then Rafael Devers. And you cannot win, I don't care in what league, when you don't have all 25 players all pulling in the same direction. It only takes one guy to be pulling in a different direction for a team to go down.
It was the team and then Rafael Devers, as Jonathan Papelbon, who's still very tight with the organization, tight with ownership. Obviously, he's going to have a Boston angle in all of this. He's a Red Sox Hall of Famer. We understand that. He does have a bias, and he'd tell you that too. But did that, you know, when you hear that, team and then Rafi Devers, what is going through your mind when you hear a guy like that, a Red Sox legend, saying that?
What goes through my mind is, of all fan bases in the history of sports, who's accustomed to kind of a selfish jerk who performs on the field, I think it would be the San Francisco Giants fans who supported Barry Bonds for 2 decades. Would it not?
I mean,
would it not?
Yeah.
We looked the other way for 2 decades. So I understand why every single Boston fan thinks that he is not a team player and this, that, and the other. Look,
Bonds was winning MVPs, though. Like, there's talent versus tolerance in all this scenario. Like, Barry Bonds might be the greatest player in the history of the sport.
Also might be the biggest jerk in baseball
history. Doesn't matter. If you're the biggest jerk, but you're also the best player, but that's, again, talent versus tolerance here.
Again, you're asking me and I'm telling you that Giants fans don't care. They just don't. We've had a lot of really nice, good guys, clubhouse guys. Like, we need a bat, dude. We need an impact bat. And if the guy was a jerk in Boston, we're willing to give him a fresh start over here. You know, when people go through some sort of a breakup or whatever, you change jobs, like, you do learn from your experiences. You do. And I think that when you show up to the new place, you show up, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whatever it is. And you're going to be on your best behavior to start with. This is the same working theory that I had regarding Jimmy Butler. Right. He's going to show up here and he's going to be like, yeah, this is a totally fresh new start. Here's what we don't know, Joe. You know what we don't know? We don't know exactly what happened between Craig Breslow, the owner, John Henry, and Rafael Devers over the last 4 years. Forget once they asked him to play a specific position in the Bregman situation. We don't know what preceded that. And him not wanting to be the face of the Red Sox, I mean, that sounds like a lot of different guys that I've heard in baseball. There's a guy by the name of Mike Trout who never gets crushed, who has specifically been said by every single beat writer, well, he doesn't want to be the face of baseball. He doesn't want to be the face of the Angels. What? And yet, that's never been a negative for him.
I think he's also said he doesn't care about it. I think there's a difference between he doesn't want to and doesn't care about it. Like, that's something that's bestowed upon a person, and he doesn't really go. He's not a flashy guy. He hangs out with his family. You can see him at Eagles games. He's a Philly fan, but, like, that's never been who Mike Trout was, and that's okay. That's,
you know,
right.
One thing I think we really underrate, and I watched it in that Boston Red Sox doc, and they were alluding to it. So they have this kid, this pitcher, not Bayo, the guy that the Giants traded, another kid, Bayo, who people call, like,
Scott Bayo.
They call him Baby Pedro Martinez. That's what Red Sox fans call him. And this is an element of baseball that I think we completely underrate. He has a visa, and he's working here in Boston. You know who wasn't living here for a big chunk of the year? His wife and his 2 kids, all right? And so this is a guy who is from another culture and another country who's working here at the big league level, and it's just sad that he hasn't seen his kids for months on end. And you know what he does on his off days? He FaceTimes his family from his hotel room, lonely, you know? And so I don't know if that's the exact dynamic that Rafael Devers is working with, but one thing is for sure. What we think on the outside is not the reality on the inside, and every single individual that you work with is caring.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.